stop me now.
I'm home.
Push your fingers together.
Thank you, cousin.
I have never been so proud. You've enlisted.
Falky, I haven't enlisted. Falky, this is hunting gear. Tomorrow, I am going hunting with Wainwright.
Hunting? Of course, I didn't know you were a hunter.
I'm not. I've never been hunting before in my life. But how hard could it be? You point the gun, you pull the trigger, you hit something.
Now, wait a minute, Corson. You know I don't approve of the hunting of innocent animals.
Balky, it's a sport.
It's only a sport if the animals have guns, too. But you're big enough to make your own bad decisions.
Thank you.
Just for the record, what poor, wide-eyed, innocent creature who never meant you any harm in the world and whose very existence supports the delicate balance of nature will you be mindlessly slaughtering?
Ducks.
Ducks?
Yes. Ducks.
Filthy, disgusting, immoral ducks?
Well, ducks.
I hate ducks. Ducks have terrorized generations of meepiots. Cousin, they ruin our crops, foul our wells, and date our chickens. We tried, Cousin, we tried to live peacefully with the ducks. We talked to them. We negotiated with them. We threatened. We even set out a tangy orange sauce to let them know we meant business. But nothing worked. In the end, we had no choice but to do battle with the ducks. Oh, cousin, let me go with you. Let me hunt. Let me hunt these dreadful creatures and eradicate them from the face of the earth. Filthy, disgusting, immoral ducks.
Falky, snap out of it.
I'm fine. Cousin, you got to take me with you. You must let me hunt the ducks.
No, go with you. I got to. Falky, listen to me. No way. No way. I am not letting you get anywhere near those ducks. Oh, no.
Filthy, disgusting, immortal ducks.
Falky, snap out of it.
I'm fine.
Falky, what is wrong with you?
Cousin, there's something about me that I've never told you.
I don't want to know.
Well, you gotta know. When I was a little boy, I found this little baby turtle. He had hurt his little leg, and his mama leave him behind. So I took him home, and I nursed him back to health. I named him Pippi. Oh, Pippi. One day, Pippi and I were laying out in a field getting some sun. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a duck swooped out of the sky and grabbed Pippi and fly away. And I ran after them, stumbling and calling, Pippi, Pippi, Pippi. And Pippi looked down longingly at me and cried out, let me go with you and hunt the enemy duck. Let me do it for Pippi.
Okay. I'm sorry about Pippi. But I can't let you go.
Of course. But I was the best duck hunter on Meepos.
You have shotguns on Meepos?
Well, of course we do. Don't be ridiculous. How else you think we make Swiss cheese? But to hunt the dreaded duck, we needed a more accurate weapon, a more deadly weapon. So we developed the ultimate weapon. I brought one with me just in case. The ducks have been known to migrate. Listen. Wait till you see this. You're going to want one.
Valky, I don't want to see the ultimate weapon. This trip is very important to me. You can't come.
Here it is. The deadly bonka duck. Impressive, huh?
Valky, that is just a sling with a rock. You can't hit anything with that.
Ah! That's what the duck said. Now, you see that soda can sitting on that bus bench about 50 yards away?
Yes, I see it. You expect me to believe that you are going to hit that can with a rock in this silly sling?
No, Mr. Yee of Little Face. I expect you to believe that I'm going to hit that soda can, make it spin in the air, bounce off that tree, and land in the trash can.
Valky, have you been doing cartwheels without your arms again?
Stand over there.
You hit it.
And?
It's spinning in the air.
And?
Bouncing off the tree.
Into?
A trash can.
Need I say less?
Valky, you are coming with me on this trip. Mm. After this weekend, I'll be Wainwright's favorite employee. I'll get a raise. I'll get a promotion.
And I'll get a handsome duck head for the mantle.
Over here. This spot is perfect.
I love the smell of stagnant swamp water in the morning. It reminds me of Meepos. Yo, Dux, I'm your worst nightmare. I'm Meepiot with a fully loaded over-shoulder boulder holder.
Okay. Is this good duck weather?
Oh, this is great duck weather. The sky was just like this the last time the ducks invaded Meepos. There were hundreds of them. They came in low from the north. They got in right under Radaros.
You mean radar?
No, I mean Radaros. He's a little guy with baggy pants who sits in a tree. He looks up into the sky for ducks. On the weekends, he's a windsock at the airport. Reconnaissance ducks!
Down over here.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Balky stepped on a fish.
I'm counting on you two. The pride of the Chronicle is in our hands.
You have nothing to worry about, sir.
Mr. Wainwright, if you can, try to take a few of the ducks alive. We can interrogate them.
Just a little duck humor, sir.
Remember, kill as many ducks as you can. We're here to have fun.
Balky. What if no ducks fly over?
Don't worry, Corson. I have this. I can call them. I speak fluent duck. I know how to lure them, Corson. It's an old but effective trick. I'll do the duck mating call. Now remember, Corson, they'll be in a mating mood. So whatever you do, don't make eye contact.
Balky.
What?
It worked. I see ducks.
Where?
Off in the distance. I think they're headed this way.
Oh, I hope I see the one who got Bippy.
They're getting closer.
Wait a minute. No, Corson.
Well, what did you do that for?
Well, I cannot let you kill them ducks.
What are you doing? What is the matter with you?
Because we cannot kill them ducks.
What do you mean we cannot kill them ducks? You hate ducks.
Well, I don't hate little fluffy ducks. Them ducks aren't me pussy and killer ducks.
Ducks is ducks.
Idiot. You shot too soon and scared the ducks away.
Mr. Wainwright, it was my fault. I told him not to.
Oh. It's covering for me, sir. He's the best cousin you could ask for. It won't happen again, sir.
If we go home losers, I'll be unhappy. And then you'll be unhappy.
Did I tell you how dashing you look in your hunting gear, sir? Balky. We have to kill those ducks. Those ducks are the same kind of ducks that swept out of the sky and grabbed little Bippy. Poor, helpless, defenseless little Bippy, whose life became an empty shell.
Nice imagery, Corson, but I'm not buying it. Them ducks is just little fluffy ducks. Little fluffy ducks cannot pick up a 300-pound sea turtle and fly away.
Bippy was a 300-pound turtle?
When I watched his diet, yeah.
And a duck carried him away? What do these ducks look like?
Oh, cousin, they are terrifying. They have a 6-foot wingspan. And their skin is this leathery, armor-like material. They have razor-sharp claws. And long, ferocious beaks, and the backs of their heads come to a point. Although they do have a rather disarming smile.
Balky, you just described a pterodactyl.
No, pterodactyl. You say pterodactyl, we say pterodactyl.
You say tomato, we say tomato. My point is, let's call the whole thing off.
Believe me, if these were little fluffy ducks, I'd be the first one to say we can't kill them. But those ducks were pterodactyls. They were just too far away for you to recognize them. So call them back. Call them back and knock as many of them as you can out of the sky. And you'll see them for the killer ducks that they really are. Boy, do we hate ducks. Ducks. Filthy, disgusting, immoral ducks.
Do you know you're 3 floats short of a parade?
All right, Ducky. Maybe these aren't killer ducks, but I have the opportunity of a lifetime here. We are talking about my future. On the way here, Mr. Wainwright called me Barry. Do you realize how close that is to my real first name? Ducky, if we can knock just a few ducks out of the sky, my career will take off. So please, 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 come, please, Ducky, please, Ducky. Calling the ducks, thank
no,
you.
No, enough.
Thank
of course,
you, thank
listen
you,
to
thank
me.
You.
I'm not calling the ducks. I'm calling to them to tell them that there's danger here and they should not come back. Now, we're going to just sit down right here until Mr. Wainwright, publisher and duck murderer, decides it's time to go home.
Balky, nobody has shot a duck all day. If I can get just one duck, the Chronicle will win, and Wainwright will love us. Call a duck.
No.
Just one duck.
No.
One duck that none of the other ducks like.
Forget it, cousin. Ooh. Oh, boy. Hey, this little booger's really putting up a fight. He's no mess for me. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think this baby's a keeper. This march is teeming with Meporcian delicacies. Look, I've got snails, slugs, and grubs. When we get home, I'm gonna make a nice 3 larva salad. Little raspberry vinaigrette dressing.
Ducks! Who needs you? If I get lucky here, my whole life changes forever. You did that.
That's right, I did. Underwater, and you'll never get it.
Balky, the duck call is made out of wood. It floats. Here it is. There, I've called them. What are you laughing at?
You just told the ducks to migrate to Disney World. You just told the ducks never to come back because this marsh is going condo. You lost them, Corson. Now you're speaking in goose. No, no, I cannot let you do this.
You can't stop me. Balky, stop it. This is dangerous. Someone could get hurt. Now, leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. Oh, my.
I just shot my boss in the butt.
So, you had the opportunity of a lifetime, and you shot your boss. Good career move, Appleton.
I would have been at the Chronicle 3 years next month. This is the saddest day of my life.
I'm really gonna miss you.
Are you gonna take the stapler?
You can have it.
All right, thanks. I'm gonna turn around now, Appleton. Don't shoot.
Appleton, I've reconsidered. You're not fired.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I knew you'd realize that I was a valuable employee and that I make a valuable contribution to the Chronicle, and I knew you'd find it in your heart to forgive me, sir.
I'm not firing you because the union won't let me.
That's good enough for me, sir.
Balky,
good news. Wainwright was just here, and he left, and he said he's not going to fire me.
Well, that was quick. I just left a peace offering on his desk not 3 minutes ago.
What'd you leave on his desk?
A nice dish of 3 larva salad with a note saying it was from you.